Hey, I'm Ike Barinholtz. On my new show, Funny You Ask, trivia starts the conversation, and then things immediately go off the rails. I ask a question. My guests think they know the answer. Sometimes they do. More often, they do not. And then the conversation takes a turn. One trivia question turns into stories about career highs, painful bombs, and behind-the-scenes moments that probably should have remained private. You'll hear confidence, misplaced confidence, bold guesses, wrong answers, quick laughs, and the slow realization that maybe this was a bad idea to say out loud. If you like smart comedy, sharp conversations, and trivia that exists purely to melt people's brains, this is Funny You Ask with me, Ike Barinholtz. Follow Funny You Ask with Ike Barinholtz on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast, currently in pizza hell, although one could argue we've been in hell all along, is not real. For those of you listening because you were gifted a Patreon subscription to our transmission, yes, we've received your angry letter and we're doing everything in our power to make it right. In the meantime, whether you're enjoying us or whether you're slowly building up your resistance to us, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Over 10.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and usually I use that to upload a podcast recorded in the magical land of Foon. But a few weeks ago, we descended into the afterlife, into pizza hell, in a quest to find Arnor, formerly the greatest warrior in Foon. And so now, I guess, I did come up with like a name. Like, is this like the Pizza Hell Chronicles or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that. The PHCs.
Ooh, the PHCs. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. I was looking for a spitball situation, like where we were kind of like, okay. How do you have so much saliva left in Pizza Hell? It's not the most hydrated place I've ever been.
Yeah, it's not super conducive to spit, but I think what it is the heat sort of evaporates the spit, but then I smell the pizza and my mouth waters. So
still hungry for pizza after all this time in Pizza Hell.
You better believe it.
Oh, me too. I love pizza. Like I'm feeling tortured, but also still at least a little delighted by the pizza.
Same, girl, same. Arnie, isn't it wild to see all these people being tortured down here and just think that if they just would have believed in Jesus Christ, they would be in pizza heaven.
Oh, is that how that? I guess I don't really know the deep theology of pizza hell.
Oh, Arnie, you simply must read up on it. It's fascinating. I've been talking to some of the pizza demons down here. I guess there's 7 sizes of pizza hell. Personal, pan hell, small,
sure,
medium, yeah, large, extra large.
Is there kind of like all corners pizza hell where like all parts of it are like no matter where you are, you
that
get
was
like
the
a
next
corner
one
piece?
Yep. Okay. And then the last one was Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Arnie, Jesus Christ died for your spins.
The spins of my pizzas?
So you could spin the
toss it up in the air?
Yeah, I had spin the dough around.
And wait, have you guys converted to becoming crustians?
No. Jesus Christ feels like more of a story.
Yeah.
Just my personal opinion.
Okay, so you're just talking about some of the things you're learning about what's going on in Pizza Hell.
Right, exactly. I don't want to go to Pizza Hell when I die for real, but I also don't want to go to Pizza Heaven. I don't care. I'm just indifferent. I like pizza just fine.
Does anyone down here talk about what's the difference between Pizza Hell and Pizza Heaven?
I'd say a couple hundred miles.
At least rumors.
Oh, yeah. I think in Pizza Heaven, it's all you can eat, and they don't throw the pizzas on your face.
Less torture. Torture is probably the difference.
They more set them in front of you, I want to say, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm so sorry, not to torture my co-host, Usador. I haven't introduced my co-host, Usador the Blue.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fian Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmuenius Maestar. And I swear this unto you, I gotta take a break. I'm gonna just sit down here next to this molten cheese river. Just take a load off. Pretty tired.
Oof. So, Arnie, Cheese's crust was betrayed by Chudas, who started to chew Cheese's crust crust first.
Yeah. There's a lot of the same sounds in all these names, I'm noticing. It must be exhausting. It's like eating something. It's like Jesus Christ, Chudas. They're chewy names.
It's a tongue twister, which is why I'm not a crustian.
Also, it's a related question. Has anyone ever called Jesus Christ chewy? Just name
You know
name
what?
Chewy?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that. I kind of like that.
And I'm so sorry. Usador, how are you doing here?
Oh, I just need a break here. I just dip my toes here in this molten cheese river. Ow. Oh, it is relaxing, but ow.
Oh, Usador, the skin is melting off of your foot.
Oh, yes, I suppose I shouldn't do this after all. And you can see all the tortured souls floating down the molten cheese river.
That's true. It's hard sometimes to tell who's a demon, who's just an inhabitant, who's a tortured soul. Like, I'm still new to Pizza Hell, so I can't tell all the different types apart.
Just read their name tag.
Oh. Well, that's helpful.
Yeah, they got a little name tag. It says, look, I'm a demon, my name is, then they write it in.
Sure.
Or I'm a willing participant. Or I was brought here via a method dissimilar to not believing in Jesus Christ.
I see.
Wait. So there's demons, there's people who go to Pizza Hell, and then there's willing participants?
That's right. I mean, a lot of the economy is tourism-based.
Oh, a lot of business.
Interesting. And they're into S&M, sausage and mozzarella, I assume?
That's correct.
Oh, good. I like that.
Or sausage and mushrooms, whatever.
Oh, yeah, even
you know,
better.
You know, sausage and mushrooms.
Why are you winking and nudging?
So just to understand this sort of name tag thing, like, see this dude over here. This is, it's got, like, the longest name I've ever seen. Wait a second. Hold on.
Sort of surfing.
My dudes!
Hey, oh! Hold on,
we know this demon. Well, it's not even a demon, it's just, that's our friend.
Yeah, this little bro.
Whoa, you there. Hello, have a yarn, friends. Oh, you here to catch some curds?
I'd gladly catch some curds. They're so soft and spongy, they'd be nicer to sleep on.
Oh yeah, but you know when it's just right, when the cheese tides are just ripping, it's like, hey, wait a minute, don't I know you?
Yeah,
of course you do, Kelvax. It's me, Usador, and Chunt and Arnie.
Hello.
We knew you back on Foon, and you're oh boy, I can't remember your whole name, Kel.
Oh. That's right. I haven't seen you guys since the Wizard's Choice Awards.
Yeah. That is the last time we saw you. Yes, that's correct.
If you remember, my full name is Kelvax Astrastamore Ebonwing, but you may call me Kel or Kelvax if you so wish, for brevity's sake. Oh, and my pronouns are he, him.
Okay. Good to know.
Didn't you have like a real name?
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Chuck, we don't have to bring that up.
I feel like...
I think it's...
Perhaps there was a name that the Foon government gave to me when I was born, but then I was bestowed with another moniker by the dragons of Foon. Perhaps you remember that?
I don't remember if the dragons did it or if you just did it. I think maybe you just kind of did that.
It's, I mean, six of one, half a dozen of another. Okay.
Look, if you want to be named Kel, I'll call you Kel. I can absolutely respect that.
I do not wish to be known as Kel. It is a dragon's title befitting of a mighty warrior such as I.
Looks like you got a lot of pizza cutters here.
Oh, yeah, man. Here. Take a look at this whole roll. See, this one is, it looks more kind of like a chakram.
Ooh. Oh,
you
wow.
know? It's for people who don't like the pressure of just that single circular blade. You know, this traditional one, of course, I have. All of them are edged.
Sure.
Good steel on every single one.
Wow. Beautiful. Serrated. You don't see that very often.
Yeah. Sharpening it is a pain in the, you know what, but, oh boy.
Ass.
Well, this baby can say, oh, yeah. Oh, I guess you can say that down here.
Yeah, we can say ass down here.
Can you say ass down here?
Ass.
Oh,
there you go.
Hey.
Yeah, no consequences. Look at that.
And you're already in pizza hell.
Thanks.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, why are you guys here? Don't you believe in Jesus Christ?
Oh, boy, now this is an awkward situation. We're talking about religion. We may not all have the same beliefs. We're just here to save Arnor the Warrior for a quest we have back on food. We're hoping to return back to the, what do you call before afterlife? I guess the
before
life. The before life.
Life. Yeah, no, before life is something else. Perhaps before life might also be afterlife.
Oh.
We don't really know. We don't really know.
It's a lot
hard
to think
not
about.
Get philosophical in pizza hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really makes you think.
It sure does.
It also makes you wonder about pizza heaven, because pizza heaven also probably has a lot of pizza. So really, what's the difference?
I think it's a torture. I think we.
Oh, it's a torture.
Yeah, it's a torture. Probably
the
torture.
Voluntariness of the of the habitation.
So, Kel, on Foon, you know, I sometimes would think of you as our good friend, the Sword Bro, because you're just really into swords. So now,
sure.
So now, are you kind of a pizza cutter, bro? You got a lot of sweet pizza cutters.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, my guy. Well, you see, I was dispossessed of my sword collection when I came down here, unfortunately. Oh. And they only really have utensils that are meant for cutting pizza. But in the right hands, they can be deadly weapons.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, yeah. He's
see,
really
watch
swinging
this.
Them around.
Watch
whoa.
This.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
Watch
whoa.
This. Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
My eye.
Not a lot of control in those swings. Just a lot of energy is going into
swinging. I have an unorthodox training, self-taught, really.
Uh-huh.
Seeking out masters, but mostly looking at sort of etchings that I have found, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I would say maybe some traditional training might behoove you to keep your weapons further away from our faces.
Yeah. Mm.
It was so close to my face most of the time.
Yes, but that little breadth of pizza cutter is the line between afterlife and further
post-afterlife. That works.
Yes.
Is there an afterlife? Or is it just theorized?
I don't know. Actually, I really don't know a ton about this place except for what I've experienced, which is, so far, lots of pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pizza cutting implements that can also be a deadly weapon in the right hands. And the surf. The surf, you know? It's just kind of nice. It clears your mind.
Yeah, it seems like you're
great community.
A lot of the sort of molten cheese surf is kind of hitting your skin, and it doesn't seem to be bothering you. Is that because you spend so much time in steeped in dragon culture?
Oh, it's as much as I'd like to agree with that statement. I have to be honest and say it's probably because I'm dead.
Yeah, that tracks. That tracks.
Yep, that does it.
Y'all aren't dead, though. You're not dead.
No, not so much.
You're more alive. Then.
I hate to ask. This is such an awkward question, but boy, I never know how to ask this to somebody, the people we encounter down here. Did you die, like, when we saw you last? Because you were in rough shape.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's right. I lost so much blood there. But no, actually, I did manage to staunch the flow of blood, and I had a long convalescence and got back to you know, full health. And then, you know, I died doing what I loved.
Oh.
Yeah.
Swinging swords around?
Dragons. Oh. Dragons.
Oh. Swinging dragons around.
Yeah, I mean, well, it depends on who you ask, you know, who was doing the swinging. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. As I remember, Kel, you have a kind of, I'll
an
say...
An appreciation for dragon culture.
Yes, really into dragon culture in a way that seems...
Not weird.
Not weird.
Respectful.
And respectful. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
You're honoring those traditions.
It's true. It's true. You see, I have done so much studying of them. I know more about dragon culture than some dragons.
I wouldn't. I
more
wouldn't,
than some dragons.
I wouldn't do
whoa,
that.
Oh, Kel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Kel. Yeah, yeah. Even I know that's a no-no.
What? What are you talking?
I certainly wouldn't say that to a dragon. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think the new girlfriend that I had might have agreed with you, I guess.
It
ended badly.
Oh.
It ended badly.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. You know, you live, you love. Well, and then sometimes you don't live after that.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
So your girlfriend killed you.
There was a bit of an altercation.
Sure. Okay.
Kel, we don't need every grisly detail, but do you mind letting us know what your last words were?
Oh, it was somebody had literally just asked me, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ?" And I was like, "Huh?" And then darkness.
Oh.
Darkness.
Oh, terrible timing.
Bad timing.
Yeah, you see, it's what I call, what they call, I think, the missionary's dilemma or the missionary's paradox, where it's like, if I know about Jesus Christ, then I have to, you know, then I have a responsibility to follow his light and the warm glow of his oven. But if I didn't know, I probably would have died and just gone to normal, whatever it is that happens after life.
Sure.
Yeah.
I hate to correct you, Kel, but I believe it's called the missionary position.
I don't think
a dragon?
That that's something that dragons understand in their culture. I think they are actually the dragon religion is more animistic, you see.
Oh.
And so there's not a whole lot of, you know, how do you say, a religious colonization with them? So I feel like the missionary position is something that they wouldn't quite dig.
Oh, I was going to say eye contact and you could make s'mores, but yeah, that makes sense.
Ooh.
Well, we should take a quick break, but right after that, I mean, I'd love to hear more about dragon religion.
Oh, my guy, I have a talk for you.
Piss Williams.
Piss Williams. That's right.
Piss Williams. Your real name is Piss Williams.
Once. We'll call you Cal, but we know that your name is Piss Williams.
Listen.
So
what a lot of people don't understand, about dragon religion, is that it's sort of like, you know, a combination of a lot of different kinds of, you know, belief systems and everything, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like more, it's less about like a religion and a practice and more kind of like a way of life, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Guys,
Kel is talking, has spent like a half hour talking about how it's nuanced without going into any details. Like, there's a lot of enthusiasm and table setting. But
yeah, so much energy from Kel Flex.
Here, let me... So, Kel, do you believe that...
Isidore.
Do you believe that you should have ended up in some sort of dragon afterlife?
Listen, I don't know, whatever higher power that there is, you know, which I honestly think in Foon, we just should just all learn to coexist.
Oh, sure.
But, I can't help but be a little surprised, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I think, you know, there's not quite a dragon afterlife in their theology, you know, as I studied it. But like, I can't help but believe that, you know, I should have ended up in some sort of glorious Valhalla, you know, you know, being kind of like, you know, attended to by dragon shield maidens.
Sure.
You know, like, you know, the dice land where they will. And,
oh, so what you're talking about is Sword Heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, Sword Heaven.
Whoa, do you have to roll to get into Sword Heaven?
You have to roll a natural 20, Chunt.
Holy shit.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I just didn't have any dice on me when I died. So that must be it. Oh, thank you. That must be it.
Unfortunately, yes. There are so many deities and gods and goddesses that are, of course, the children of the three goddesses that we all know are real because I've met them. Mm-hmm. But, of course, you know, they let their kids do whatever the hell they want. There are all sorts of heavens and hells and afterlives that are neither judgmental, you know, just sort of like a general, like, you all go to this afterlife, the same one. But Sword Heaven definitely exists, and it's pretty cool. You can go in there, and if you've never picked up a sword, you'll be able to do cool tricks with it. Whoa. You'll be able to, like, slice the wings off of a fly, and then the fly can, like, reattach its wings, and it's fine, because it's Sword Heaven.
I don't need the fly to be okay, but the rest of that sounds cool.
But it is.
There's an unending supply of fruit that just comes at you at all hours of the day.
Does the fruit ever just fly in the air in front of you and you're just like, fruit ninja?
Yes, that's it. Exactly. Oh, wow. It just flies at you and you're always ready. You're always ready with a quick draw.
But surely in Sword Heaven, no one would be throwing, if I'm remembering correctly, bombs occasionally. So you accidentally hit a bomb instead of a piece of fruit?
Whoa.
You can't bring a bomb to a Sword Heaven.
Oh. Yeah, no, not Sword Heaven, man.
I mean, Sheathus Christ wouldn't allow it.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. The savior of Sword Heaven is Sheathus Christ?
Yeah.
Artie, am I telling you something you don't know?
What's the betrayer of Sheathus Christ's name?
Arnie, I don't know all the details because, of course, as you sort of mentioned, I was raised to be a traditional Udist. My parents believe in U, which is the middle goddess of Fu'u'unun, and I am a Udist.
Oh, an Udist? Oh. And that's why you kept talking about you were going to an Udist colony?
That's right.
I thought it was something else you were talking about. I really did.
Now, that's a particular... I don't want to judge people's religions, but I've kind of never understood the whole Udist thing, because you pick one of the three goddesses, and you believe in that one, but not the other two?
Or do you, like, mostly just pay obeisance to that one?
Oh, that's just, like, your favorite.
It's we acknowledge the other two. I mean, obviously, I don't live in you're right, I live in Foon. So we acknowledge that they are there, but they're more like bookends for the greatest of the three.
It's sort of like, Arnie, when you explained that you liked Mayor McCheese, but still believed in Ronald McDonald.
Oh, sure. I just have a preference. I just prefer Mayor McCheese.
So when you die on Earth, are you going to go to McDonald Land?
Ooh. It's like you've read my will.
Oh, I've heard about this one. I know this one. This one is the great ball pit in the sky. Yes?
Yeah.
That's what your people believe?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
and you can the other one, the Burger Kingdom of Heaven is the one where that you can always have it your way.
Yeah, that's
Arnie,
true.
Is that true?
Well, I mean, they say that. They say that. No. I mean,
in McDonald's land, they say that you are loving it. Yes?
You're supposed to be loving it. And you hear it so many times, you get a little bit indoctrinated into thinking, well, of course I'm loving it, because since I was a child, they were telling me I'm loving it. But if you ever take a moment and really question, am I loving it? And then will you be cast out of McDonald Land forever?
Arnie, don't question the deities of McDonald Land. Otherwise, the five guys will drag you right to the redheaded demon Wendy's.
Guys, we cannot keep talking about this shallow, unimportant stuff. We've got to talk about the fact that we're in Pizza Hut.
I'm so sorry.
Right. Yes, right.
Cal, can I ask? I'm not even sure why I'm broaching the subject. How's your dating life been in Pizza Hut?
Oh, man.
Are there dragons around?
Oh, yeah. Are there any dragons down
there? No, there are not. Oh. My guy. And so here's my thing is that it's not that I was specifically looking for a dragon girlfriend, right? It's just that we share a lot of the same values and a lot of the same sort of appreciation for culture, like cultural touchstones, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And so now that the dating pool does not include dragons, it's just kind of, it's really hard to find someone who's you know, who gets it,
yeah,
you know, who has and appreciates the finer things, you know, like a hoard, and it's like, I don't want to say that it's their fault and stuff.
Ooh.
all of them, all the denizens of Pizza Hut. It's just that I feel like
it's hard for you to connect. You know,
Yeah, sure.
That's understandable. It can be difficult when you don't have the same interests and the same sort of background to find a common language to share. And Arnie, of course, there are no dragons in Pizza Hell. Everyone knows that dragons prefer flatbread.
I heard that all dragons go to Dragon Heaven.
You know, again, I don't think that there's sort of a black and white sort of nature to dragon morality
sure.
But here's my thing is that I think that they're able to manifest all of the good, you know, just how incredible with how incredible and all the cultural achievements and contributions they have. It's just like, you know, of course they would go somewhere good afterwards.
Did Kel always have those dragon wing tattoos on his back?
I'm not
sure. A little inappropriate, right?
I think he was usually had some sword strapped on there so he couldn't see.
Yeah, that is a choice. That is wild.
Arnie, come here for a moment. Let Chunt talk to Kelvax.
Sure.
I know last week I promised Nathaniel Quinyarvan that when we got Arnor, we'd do our best to get him out of here too.
Oh, but were we thinking the same thing, that was a lie?
No. No. What?
Oh, no. Okay.
You thought I was lying?
No. We're going to save him.
So, dragon wing tattoos. Shit.
Yes. Oh, man. I got this one in a dragon colony. Like, I was just sort of visiting, but, like, you know, they were like, hey, if you want these guys, this is really incredibly, like, it shows people that you're one of us. I think that's what... It was special, and maybe other sort of scholars in the dragon arts have informed me that that's not what they mean, but you know, it's more about the memory of what happened there, you know.
Arnie, I tend to believe that Kelvax doesn't belong here, and I think it's our fault for not putting him out of his misery when he was bleeding so much at the Wizard's Choice Awards.
But usually we fail to save somebody. This time we failed to kill.
Us allowing Kelvax to live allowed him to go on and be killed in such a way that he ended up in Pizza Hell. If we bring him back to the world of the living now, there's a chance he'll end up in that dragon afterlife or that cool sword heaven.
Chunt, I don't mean to be rude. Do you have any... any sort of permanent body art?
Oh, I have two buttholes, if that's what you mean.
Oh, what? That seems so incredibly useful. Please elaborate, my guy. Was this something you had installed? It would be real useful down here in Pizza Hell, let me tell you that.
All right, finally, someone who appreciates my second butthole, Arnie.
Wow.
What? Oh, you said I think they're talking about buttholes.
Okay, buttholes? Sorry, I wasn't. I'm tuned in again.
My man, Chunt!
I hope to one day get up to Valhalla. Of course, my own personal heaven, but, we'll see what happens, I guess. Yeah, oh, I didn't even think to ask. Kel, I don't know if you know this. Are you, sir? You might be the person to ask on this. Are our bodies still up in Foon, sort of slumped over or kind of going about their business, or...
Well, not us.
Or walking around getting steps?
Not us. We, because we came here of our own volition. We went through a portal or something. It was a couple weeks ago. I can't remember.
I think we were sucked into Pizza Skull's open maw.
That's right.
It's hard, but it's such an easy detail to forget.
That's
when
right.
the thing like that happens to you.
Yeah. How many maws have I been sucked into in my life?
Yeah, nice. You live, you learn, you get sucked into a maw. Am I right, fellas?
You are absolutely right. No, we have to get out of here with these bodies. Otherwise, we're in big trouble back on Fu.
Oh, that's not good.
Kel, I'm sorry. I'm just going to come out and say it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you belong here.
Like in Pizza Hell?
As you were saying,
or like
the last minute before you died, you were asked a question, now you end up in Pizza Hell. You weren't really thinking about pizza other than when you were hungry the rest of the time?
Oh my god. Listen, Usador, that is the first time that somebody has said, Kel, you don't belong here, and I have
wait, in your whole, even in your previous life?
Oh my god.
There's
no way
you've not been told that before.
No. This is the first time I've been told it, and it was something very kind.
Yes.
Usually it's, you don't belong here, you have to leave, sir.
Right, yes. Put back on your shirt and your shoes and please leave.
Yeah. Or this is not, like, it doesn't matter how many scales that you've glued onto yourself.
Ooh,
we can still tell that you're a human and bipedal.
Yes.
Or you know, this is a private event. Stop drawing what's happening here.
Yes.
Please stop throwing those shuriken in my restaurant and get out of here.
Whoa. Are you spying on me? Wow.
Oh, speaking of drawing, I seen you dropped some papers here. It looks like, Kel, these are drawings you did of you as a dragon. And there's a big word bubble that says, who's the piss now?
Yeah. That's, it's a...
I would burn these.
Well, no, man. Don't you have sort of affirmations, you know? That you like put up by your door or some things that every time before you leave.
Yeah, I guess I have a daily motto, which is love Arnie.
Oh.
I thought it was get wet.
Oh, yeah. It is get wet.
Kel, I want to save Arnor and take him back to Foon to bring him back to life so that he can join us as the greatest warrior who's ever lived and help us defeat the evil of the wizards. Oh, by the way, all the wizards back on Foon are evil now except for me. It's a whole thing.
What?
Yeah, it's nuts up there.
Yeah.
It's nuts up there. If you aren't tuned into this and you can stay off pizza media, I highly recommend it.
No, I'm not on there much. You know, it's a great chance for me to unplug and, you know, enjoy my pizza. But, man, do you need any help? I mean...
Ooh.
Kel, you have sussed out exactly what I was leading up to. Oh. As we gather Arnor... And we gather Dathaniel Quenyarvan.
Maybe, if we
remember. I think Kelvax should be joining our quest, too. On our way out, once we find Arnor, you should return to the land of the living.
Ooh, yes.
My pizza cutter is yours, sir.
Oh, whoa, hey, sir. Oh,
you're not really careful. Careful. It's so close to my eyes.
Okay. Well,
Kelly, your technique is usually just sort of like swing it around and letting your arms go rubber. Like it's just like all over the place.
Uh-huh. And you know, have you ever seen those mighty warriors outside of the used vehicle lots? You can tell.
The ones that bend in the wind?
Yes. Like the breeze themselves. We can all learn a lot from them.
Yes, it's true.
Arnie, never buy a used carriage. Never buy a used carriage. Nope.
Well, you know, sometimes it can, that's all that you can, you know, that's all the
afford.
Gold you have, man. Yeah. And you just got to do a good job and make sure it's well maintained, you know, throughout its life. But my point stands in that I, a mighty warrior of the dragon world. Oh, sorry.
So close to my face again.
Okay.
Ooh, cut some of your hair off.
I can join you in your quest to rid the world of evil in the wizards.
Excellent. Well, I'm so glad that you've agreed to this. And as soon as we find Arnor, we're going to get you out of here.
Oh,
but
amazing.
First, let's take a quick break.
Oh.
Piss Williams, that was your name.
No, he said we only say it once.
That is twice, and it is, you know, it is my name.
Just like saying it.
Shun, Usador, not Piss Williams. Guys, during the break, I know we got distracted, but I think we might be in danger. Look, coming this way, it looks like some of the most evil demons in Pizza Hell. It's the Cenobites.
We're in danger, girl?
We're in danger, girl. Aren't they the kind of like cinnamon pastry desserts with a bunch of needles sticking out of their heads?
Yes. Yeah, the Pizza Hellraisers.
Yeah, the Pizza Hellraisers.
Oh, no.
I hear they can give you such pleasure. The delights of sugar and cinnamon.
Kel, get a hold of yourself. Okay. Your pursuit of weird pleasures is part of the problem that got you here in the first place.
Oh, that's true.
Or I guess I don't want to say weird pleasures. That's probably not. I want to apologize.
We're taking that word back.
Sure. But yeah, we have to be careful because these Cenobites are always saying the pleasure and the pan.
The pleasure and the pan?
Oh. Yes.
Got it.
The pleasure and the pan.
Yeah, the pleasure and the pan. Oh. I think it makes sense, right?
Hell yeah.
Should we hide or should we try to?
It's too late to hide.
Do you wish for me to join them in combat, or do you want to kind of get in on some of this stuff and then take care of it? I don't know. I don't want to yuck anybody's yum.
Yeah, I do find the one that has. There's one that has like its skin sort of pinned back. That
yeah,
I kind of into.
They're kind of grotesque, but it's sort of there's something about them. I have to confess.
Yeah. I want to give you sexual pizza pleasure.
Sexual pizza pleasure.
That's right.
He's wearing a shirt that says "Slice to meet you."
What the hell?
I think we take a chance.
I don't know if I like this too much.
This seems way too contradictory. All of my living life, usually pizza kept me from having sexual pleasure. I was just like too tired, ate too much pizza.
It's time for you to experience the pleasure and the pan.
And the pan?
That's what I said. Why did you say
no, I know. I established that earlier. I don't know why I got confused by it.
I don't know either.
I feel like this is going to be a thing where it's like, we have sex with them, but then we get made into pizza or something, right? Am I crazy? It's going to be like that, right?
Wait a minute. These guys don't have frosting on them. It's wrong. Wrong, I tell you.
What the fuck? Ah!
Oh, we're being torn to pieces.
Look.
By these pizza cutters.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Kel's just a blur.
I know.
It looks like Kel's wielding 10 pizza cutters at once.
I know. I mean, he's missing a lot, but he is hitting sometimes.
That's incredible. They never stood a chance.
In my mouth.
What? What ended up in your mouth?
Just a lot of cinnamon in here.
Oh.
That can be challenging if you have too much cinnamon.
That's why my face looked weird.
Well, you really tore right into them with pizza cutters. Kelvax, I don't know if you want to hear this, but I think you may be more adept at murder with pizza cutters than you ever were with swords.
Kel, you saved our afterlives.
I really did.
Kel, back on Foon, we hired you to be security at the Wizard's Choice Awards. And I'm going to be honest, you kind of shit the bed there, but you saved us this time.
Yeah. I mean, we're all growing and learning, and I'm listening. And, I think this is my personal crucible, the oven under which I have baked into a hard breadstick.
Oh, good job, Goody Williams. Listen, the only thing I'll say is, while you were battling, you looked amazing. You were sort of like a blur, but I did notice you kept flapping your arms every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I would say lose that, otherwise perfection.
Oh. Ah, I am, but for being self-taught, incredible.
Yes.
Yes.
I would say Arnor's, formerly the greatest warrior in Foon, but I would have to give it to Kel to say that Kel's the greatest slicer in Foon?
Wow.
Is that the best term?
Oh, guys. Oh, that's...
What if we give you a new name and we refer to you as the Shredder?
Ooh. Wow.
Not Slice Williams?
I mean, I don't hate Slice Williams.
I was going to say piss a pie.
Here's the thing. Well, and as Usador knows, though, the more titles you have, the mightier a warrior you are.
That's true.
So I shall take it all on the Shredder, Kelvax of Strathmore Evanwing, a.k.a. Kelvax, a.k.a. the Shredder, a.k.a. Slice Williams.
Slice Williams.
Is that Slice Williams?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Do you all... Listen, I couldn't help but think that sometimes you guys might be, you know, having a laugh at me. Sometimes.
No!
But no! Exactly! I think now, you know, after all we've been through together, that's just you all taking the me, you know? The way that you do with your friends.
Sure.
We're not taking the slice. Listen, if you want to fetishize, I mean, if you want to...
Appreciate
dragons.
Yes?
Do your thing.
Yeah. Man.
In a weird way, Kel, you seem to have really come into your own in Pizza Hell. I mean, it's not just the slicers. I also notice your shield is this cool white plastic little table that you sort of just That's keeps right. people from fully getting to you and sort of smushing you.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true. This is the stopper. Do you like that? Is that good? I haven't. You know, usually I think it's named after, you know, some sort of great and mighty deed. But mostly I just go into battle with two waving pizza slicers. But so I haven't really had much of a chance to use it yet. But it's doing pretty well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So impressive. You shall join our ranks of stalwart heroes who shall destroy those evil wizards. And with you by our side and your pizza cutters in your hand, you'll no longer need of your life-size dragon pillow.
Well, I mean, let's not...
I mean, if you want that, that's fine. That's your thing.
Cholula can come too, right? I mean...
Yeah, that's fine.
She's,
you
know...
I do notice, I know you couldn't bring anything from the physical world here, but we didn't want to mention it, but it did look like you've taken cheese curds and sort of smushed them together to make a dragon-shaped pillow.
Mm. A simulacrum, if you will, my good man.
I will.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't want to bring it up. I didn't even really want to look over there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. She is to be a beauty to behold. I do not blame you for your eyes wandering...
Now that my eyes are wandering, I do see behind you, it's almost like a whole field of curds smushed into dragons.
Oh, yeah. Some of them just smushed beyond repair.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of false starts here. Yeah. But, nevertheless, you live, or you unlive, you learn.
Yeah. Sure. You unlive, you live, you unlive, you learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful... cycle of life and on life that brings us to where
life is a pizza.
Life is a pizza. It just, you know, it rises no matter what.
Yes. That's beautiful.
Can be deep or shallow.
Yes.
Such as you wish it. There is something about the three of you that just gives me such pause for philosophy whenever we hang out, you know?
Thank you, Cal.
Philosophy bros.
Well, you just hang tight here.
Oh, yes.
Wait, Chun, Usador, do you feel like when Cal called us philosophy bros that he was kind of condescending to us and secretly making fun of us? Because we are really into philosophy. Like, we do have smart thoughts about philosophical things.
Stroking chin.
Yeah, let's hear some.
Yeah. Actually, I'm taking notes because I hate to admit it, but Kel just gave such a great analogy for life being a pizza that I think I might be turning into a atheist.
You're going to have to,
I'm trying
have
it
to say
on.
That again.
I'm trying out a new religion that's revolving around Kel's teachings.
Oh, about Piss Williams.
Atheist.
Sure, it rolls off the tongue.
We can keep workshopping it, but...
Guys, I have selected for each of you something... a little something to help you on your way.
Gifts. I love gifts.
Arnie, it's like that story you tell us at bedtime, The Wizard of Oz, where everyone gets a brain or whatever.
Yeah, a brain or whatever. It's not my fault I can't remember the other things.
Arnie, for you, I bestow upon you this very large pizza cutter.
Oh.
Whoa.
I call it the distributor.
The distributor?
Wow.
Yes. Isidore, for you, I bestow upon you this big pizza slicer. Whoa. I call it the divider.
Incredible. Please be a brain. Please be a brain. Please be a brain.
Shunt, a brain. I bestow upon you this big pizza slicer. Yeah.
Next best thing. Hell
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I can see in your face how much you love this. Yes. And this, well, you must tell me what its name is.
Oh.
Ooh.
I think I shall name it after you, Kelvax. I shall name this Piss.
It's beautiful.
So mine is called the distributor.
I'm the divider.
The divider. And yours is called Piss?
The Piss.
The Piss. Okay.
You all are so good-hearted.
Kelvax, Gramercies for these wonderful boons. We shall surely need them as we continue to travel through Pizza Hell. And though these gifts may seem very similar in their natures, I'm sure each one shall help us in some unique and special way
as we travel
downward and further into the depths of molten and saucy hell.
And yes. Kelvax, we didn't forget about you. We...
Oh,
of course.
Let me see.
Two silver and a gold. What else do I have here?
I just got a couple pepperonis that fell in my pocket.
Fine. Okay, fine. I didn't want to do this, but I'll take off my hat and I'll reach in. And from my hat, I shall give to you this short sword.
Whoa. It's glowing.
Whenever pepperoni is near, the sword glows.
It's always going nuts.
It's not going to stop while you're here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It is.
Oh, it's blinding. Oh,
I shall keep it well. You shall do honor with it. Yeah, wow. Look at it go.
It's so close to us.
Careful. Kel, you stabbed yourself in the leg like 3 times while you're doing that.
It's okay. I'm already dead. It's just a little embarrassing at this point.
Yeah, it'll be all right. But really, I would stick with the pizza cutters. I was loath to give you a sword. Against my better judgment,
well,
I did it anyway.
I'll keep it up on my Pizza Hell apartment wall.
Excellent.
Yes.
Let's all put in our big pizza cutters, and Kel, you put in your short sword, and just all kind of give a little clinkies here.
They keep rolling off each other in a weird way.
Yeah,
sorry. Keep them still.
Sort of a weird, sorry. Two great reunions.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
One for crust and one for all.
One for crust and one for all. Pizza! Huzzah! Whatever
pizza!
You say. Pizza!
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 Proving again that any word spoken in unison enough times while knocking things together can sound important. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Kel the Sword Bro was played by special guest Erica Ishii. Check out Erica on numerous shows on Dropout TV. On her podcast, Worlds Beyond Number, don't love that name. And on Instagram, at Erica Ishii. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode, where Arnie, Chunt, and Usador try to play a game of Gugongi.
And I found a copy of a game we've been wanting to play. We set it on the table. Gugongi. The Pandanomicon told us about this incredible board game that sucks you into the game. Here, let's open the box. Ooh, this is a big wooden board.
Is there a pop and lock? Sometimes there's just a pop and lock you can watch.
Oh, wait, there's like a little image of a guy appearing.
Hi, did you want to play Gugongi?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm hearing yes. Is that correct?
Yes, we would like to play Guganji.
Correct is correct, yes?
Correct.
Oh, wait, yes. Oh,
are we not saying it right?
Do we have to confirm the confirmation?
Correct.
Correct.
Great. Here's what you need to know about Guganji.
Okay.
One, it's pronounced Guganji.
Wait, he pronounced it wrong and then corrected his own pronunciation.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, including how to gift someone a Patreon subscription, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Tony Gullick. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Well, good seeing you.
thanks, guys.
You're heading the same way as we are.
Whoop,
this is awkward.
I'm gonna try to.
So you said you had an apartment. So you
it's actually kind of this way.
All right,
okay.
But we don't have to talk anymore. It's okay.
No, we can go the other way. We'll just
both
go the other way.
Took a sharp turn at the same. Okay, all right.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, this is where we're both taking the same path.
I'm still this way.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen,
maybe get a little bit in front of us.
Where are you going?
We're just trying to go deeper into Pizza Hut.
Deeper into Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Okay, somehow we passed him. Okay, now we're walking. Okay. I'm just going to do what he said, not. We don't have to talk. Okay. We don't have to talk.
Okay, well, I'm actually here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Can I use
farewell,
your bathroom?
Farewell, my friends.
Shunt. I have two buttholes.
Gotcha. Yes.
Twice. This,
all
twice
right.
The
come
BMs.
On in. It's
thank you. Which door?
On the left. It's on the left there. It's on the left. Okay. Yeah, don't open the closet!
Oh, what the fuck?
We'll just wait.
More dragons!
Oh, don't tell us what you're seeing there.